thy sins are forgiven. And they sit at meat with him and begin to say within themselves, who in the world is this that forgives sins also? And he said to the woman, thy faith, have saved thy, saved thee. So I want to say to every happy woman's March, you got some folks don't want to, but undoubtedly God has touched a million people's heart and mind to where they decided to give woman a woman's month. They don't have a man's month. They don't have a Billy Goat's month. They don't have a monkey's month. They don't have a slave month. They don't have a man's month. They get the Lord. He's breaking chains, children. He's breaking chains. Go my way, woman. Go my way. God has released you. God has released you. I'm going to let God stand.
We are in hopes that you enjoyed our message today and were truly blessed. Each month, our ministry provides free food and clothing on the first and third Wednesday from 5 to 7 p.m. for all men, women, and children. For more information, please call 337-238-0314. Praise be to God for our founder and pastor, Annie Mulberry. Be blessed in Jesus' name until we meet again this same time next week.
This is KAYT, Gina, Alexandria. This is Gospel Radio at its very best. 88.1. KAYT, praising the Lord.
You've just tuned in to the outreach ministries of the Mount Calvary Baptist Church, located 320 Daspit Street in Alexandria, Louisiana. Reverend Ronnie Humphrey Sr. is the pastor. We are a church of the living word, preaching and teaching the word, thereby fulfilling God's command as stated in Mark 16:15, to go therefore into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. At Mount Calvary Baptist Church, leading to others is the church's first priority. Now join Pastor Humphrey in a sermon already in progress.
This will be your sermonic hymn for this morning. You can stand if you like. If you're comfortable, if you just want to sit and listen, you can do that also. But this will be the sermonic hymn. Amen.
The honor. Oh, I lift my hands and worship. And I bless your holy name. You deserve the glory, all the honor, I lift my hands and worship, and I bless your holy name, for you are great, you do miracles so great, there is no like you,
no one.
There is no one. There is no one else, 'cause you deserve the glory, the honor. Oh, I lift my hands and worship, and I bless your holy name. You deserve the glory, all the honor, yeah, 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 yeah. I lift my hands and worship, and I bless your holy name, for you are, yes, you are so great. Nobody else like you.
Thank you for being great. We thank you for being so great. Nobody is greater. Nobody is better. Nobody is gooder. We thank you, Lord, for bringing me from the early rocking of my cradle up until this present time. So good. You've been so good. You've been so good. So good. Heal the sick, raise the dead, give sight to the blind, make a lame man walk. So great, so great, so great, so great. Nobody, nobody. And I thank you, Jesus, for being so good to me. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father, we thank you. We thank you, Lord. And now move me and let them receive you. Right now, Lord, make me your mouthpiece and your sounding board, so I may draw men, women, boys, and girls to you and never drive them away. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. Amen. Giving honor to the Father, the Son, the Holy Ghost. Dr. Huey Lawson, First Lady Emeritus Martha Lawson, and all of you. We've had a great time today. Thank you so much for receiving our children. Thank you so much. Did you see how quiet the church got when Omarion walked down the aisle? Nobody said anything. It was majestic. Even though we knew it was Omarion, you can't watch that and not feel something. You can't look at that and not feel something. Amen. So let's move on. Mark 16, 1 through 6 is where we're going to tell the Easter story from today. It's familiar. It's in all the Gospels. But we're going to go with Mark, the oldest Gospel. Mark's Gospel was written before the other three. They're all synoptic. They're all in harmony as far as the Easter story goes, but we're going to look at Mark 16, chapter 1 through 6, and I'm going to try to condense this where we can move on and have the Lord's Supper. It reads like this, Mark 16, starting at the first verse. When the Sabbath was passed, Mary Magdalene and Mary, the mother of James, and Salome had bought sweet spices that they might come and anoint him. Very early in the morning, the first day of the week, they came unto the sepulchre at the rising of the sun. They said among themselves, "Who shall roll us away the stone from the door of the sepulchre?" And when they looked, they saw that the stone was rolled away, for it was very great. And entering into the sepulchre, they saw a young man sitting on right side, clothed in a long white garment, and they were affrighted. And he said unto them, "Be not affrighted. Ye see Jesus of Nazareth, which was crucified. He is risen. He is not here. Behold the place where they laid him." I'm inspired this morning to give this subject, because we saw Omarion betraying Jesus as he got up. Yeah. Subject today is, if I could have seen him get up. Oh, if I could have seen him get up. We all know the story already. Jesus is convicted wrongly. He's then crucified. Yeah. Buried in a borrowed tomb, wasn't even his own tomb. Soldiers are placed around it to guard it. For perception's sake, Pilate had ordered this because he didn't want to see what was inevitable. Amen? It's a sad, sad time among the followers of Jesus. They had seen him whipped, seen him abused, seen him marched up Calvary's hill to his death. They had witnessed him nailed to an old rugged cross. I mean, the cross wasn't even new, it was an old cross. Probably three or four people had died on that before Jesus got to it, amen? And they saw him die on that old rugged cross. But today is more about the rising than the dying, amen? And after 33 and a half years of living like a man, Jesus has been killed, but like we saw today, he got up. Yes. Now, there was no reasonable doubt at his trial. Yes. Can I get a witness? Yes. There was no mercy at his sentencing, and there was no reprieve for his execution. But oh, if I could have seen him get up for myself. You see, in the world today, there's some things we don't want to see. Can I get a witness? You don't want to see an automobile accident because you might have to testify. Isn't that right? You don't want to see a theft in Walmart because then you might have to identify. You don't want to see a friend of yours cheating on his spouse because then you might have to falsify. I ain't seen nothing. Y'all know how we do. Did you know so-and-so? No, how do you know? You know. But Pilate didn't want to see Jesus get up either because he would have had to rectify. And some things you just don't want to see. Some things you're going to see, you just can't help it. A little story from my youth, if you don't mind. Over 40 years ago, car broke down. 40 years is a long time. I just thought about that. That was a long time ago. I was a very young man. I decided that instead of staying home, I would go to my girlfriend's house. My daddy would drop me off. He wouldn't let me have his car because I already broke mine, so I couldn't get his. I'd go to my girlfriend's house in the Sonya Quarters, and after we watched The Night Stalker, it's after 12 o'clock, 12 or 1 o'clock, I decided that I would walk home. Now, all the time I'm sitting there on the couch, I'm wondering if her daddy would have a heart and give me a ride. Because he's sitting there too, pretending he was asleep. But I knew he wasn't asleep. I used to ask Denise, your dad asleep? She said, no, don't try nothing. But after the movie went off, I would tell her, well, I'm going home. She was always worried because my route home was down by the Garden of Memory Cemetery. 3.5 miles from Wise Street to Woodside down the cemetery. And I didn't have nothing but a dog stick. I had a little stick to keep dogs away. Amen. But I remember walking by the Garden of Memory and thinking to myself, I sure don't want to see nobody get up in the Garden of Memory. Amen. Every time I heard a sound, I'd look over and you. Because I knew that if somebody got up out of the Garden of Memory, that dog stick I had wasn't gonna do me no good. That might work for a German shepherd, but it don't work for zombies, amen. I watched The Walking Dead too, amen. So I didn't wanna see nobody get up. But not only did Jesus get up, he left some instructions by the angel. Mark 16:7 says, but go your way and tell his disciples and Peter. Peter was the big mouth. Would tell his disciples and Peter that he goeth before you into Galilee. There shall you see him as he said unto you. So our scriptures today lift us up, helps us to get lifted. Verse 1 talks about some of his followers that came to anoint his body. But now the Bible reads that they didn't expect him to be gone. They thought they would find him right where he was laid. Amen. But when the power of God is involved, the things you think you're going to find, you're subject to find something different. Because when God gets involved, he can make things different. Can I get a witness? Verse 2 says, it names the time, but only in a general sense. Let me read that for you again. And very early in the morning, the first day of the week, that's Sunday, right? Yeah. They came unto the sepulchre at the rising of the sun. So they got there right before the sun rose. But even as the sun, S-U-N, was coming up, the sun, S-O-N, had already got up. Can I get a witness? Now, verse 3 and 4 shows a little anxiety. They discovered that the big rock was already rolled away. I imagine they were wondering who's going to do the heavy work. Amen. Which one of us is strong enough to get that big old rock out of the way so we can get in the tomb and do our job? But imagine their surprise when they got there and the door was already open. Can I get a witness? You see, Jesus can open doors nobody else can open. You don't have to worry about how strong you are, how good your back is. He can open doors that nobody else can open. Verse 5 and 6, where we end up at, reads like this, and entering into the sepulchre, they saw a young man sitting on the right side, clothes and a long white garment. They were affrighted. They were scared. Amen. For those of us from Woodside, they were scared. Amen. And he said unto them, be not affrighted. Ye see Jesus of Nazareth, which was crucified. He is risen. He's not here. Behold the place where they laid him. There's a lot of stuff happening here, right here. First of all, the angel opens his mouth and speaks. Can I get a witness? Now, I don't know about you. I believe in angels. But if I heard one call my name, amen. Amen. I might have to check myself before I wreck myself. Can I get a witness? But they are told not to be afraid. And then they are told exactly who they were looking for. Amen. They didn't have to ask. The angel told them who they were looking for. And they are instructed to examine where the dead body of Jesus was. Some of us have to see it to believe it. Can I get a witness? Come on in and look at this empty slab right here. Come on in if you don't believe he's gone. Look around in the tomb. It doesn't have any corners that Jesus could hide in. Can I get a witness? It doesn't have a trap door that he went down in. He's not here because he rose up and walked right out the front door. Can I get a witness? But oh, if I could have seen him get up, I would have known that he kept his promise to me to rise on the third day. Oh, if I could have seen him get up, I would have been ready to say, Lord, here I am. Do with me what you want me to do. You see, his rising was earlier than the women's arrival. But here's where womanhood shines. Can I get a witness? Thank God for womanhood, because at least they were there. Can I get a witness? Just like the women were at the tomb before the men got there, today at Mount Calvary, the women get to church before the men get here. Can I get a witness? Now, we men are proud, and me too. I'm proud too. I'm proud to say I'm the boss. I'm the man. So I'm the same way. But you can't dispute what the Bible says. Doesn't matter how proud you are. Doesn't matter how much Ronnie wants to be the boss. The Bible says that the women were there first. Say amen, men. Amen. Even today, Bible study time, thank God for the women. Sunday school time, thank God for the women. Time to feed us men, thank God for the women. Time to give, thank God for the women. And it was the women that was there first. But oh, if I could have seen him get up for myself, at least there would have been one man there among those faithful women. See, the women had faith. They remembered what he said. Luke 24 and 8 says, and they remembered his words. You see, when you have faith and you remember what Jesus said, when you have faith, you're going to do right before you do wrong. I know there's nobody here perfect. At least I don't think there is. But if you have faith, when you do wrong, you're going to get down on your knees. If you have faith, you're going to say, Lord, I messed up, but I give it to you. And if I could have seen him get up out of that grave, I might have heard the stone as the angel rolled it away. Oh, isn't that right? If I could have seen him get up out of that grave, I would have known he was important, because nobody but Jesus could have an angel for a doorman. If I could have seen him get up out of that grave, I would have been amazed when my rock got up, stepped out of that rock, and stepped on top of a rock with all power in his hands. If I could have seen him get up, I would have recognized who he was. Because the Bible only gives one description: hair like lamb's wool, feet like polished brass, eyes like a coal of fire. If I could have seen him get up out of that grave, I would have called out to him, hey, Jesus, we need you right now. Jesus, come on, Jesus. The world needs you. But I couldn't see him get up. The Lord wouldn't let nobody but the angel see him. But even though I didn't see him get up, one of these days I'm going to see him get down. Can I get a witness? One of these old days, he's coming back. Is there anybody ready? Is there anybody ready? Because he died one Friday evening, staying in the grave three long days. But I, Sunday morning, he got up with all power in heaven and earth in his hand. Is he good to you, Mount Calvary? Did he wake you up this morning, Mount Calvary? Did he make the sunshine on Easter morning? Brought you to the church house with your fine clothes on, with your brand new hat and your brand new hair and your brand new shoes? So good, so good, so good. So good to me. You see, one of these days, we're going to see him get down. And I ain't talking about that James Brown kind of getting down. He's going to get down off of a cloud and come to get you and me. Because just like he promised he'd be back before, he's going to keep his promise right now. So I invite you right now, for all of us who couldn't see him get up, if you want to see him get down, I invite you right now to Mount Calvary. I invite you to Jesus. I invite you to the one who got out the grave and stood on the rock and went up after 40 days, but it's coming back again to get a church without a spot or a wrinkle.